Welcome to 24th Sunday after Pentecost worship of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. November 12, 2023, this is Pastor Olano. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the Author of creation, the God of love, who understood our need for His salvation. With healing balm our souls He fills, and every faithless murmur stills. To God
our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 18 through 24. The epistle reading is taken from the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Our gospel reading for this Sunday is taken from the gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 1 through 13. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son to lead home his bride, the Church, that with all the company of the redeemed, we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
Let your word to me come near. Newborn life and spirit give me. Let each promise still my fear. Death's red power its inward strife wars against your word of life. Fill me, Lord, with love's strong fervor, that I cling to you forever.
A blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. We begin with prayer. O God, we thank you for revealing yourself and your will for us through your word. We thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit as we study your word. May we be strengthened in our faith, increase our love for you and for our neighbor, and be steadfast in our hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the last two chapters of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, Paul is admonishing the Thessalonians about their lives and reminding them about how to live in hope while waiting for our Lord's return. Last week, the admonition was about hope at the time of death. Today's lesson is about living like people of light while we live in hope, reflecting Jesus in what we say and do, because he is the light of the world. We read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. But as to the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as travail comes upon a woman with child, and there will be no escape. But you are not in darkness, brethren, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all days of light and the sons of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Thus far the reading. Paul is writing about the coming day of the Lord and Christ's return. And this is very important. The specific day when the Lord will return cannot be figured out, although many have tried. It will come as unexpectedly as a thief in the night, but his coming will be as certain as travail comes upon a woman expecting a child. Its coming does not call for a calculating curiosity, but vigilance and sobriety. For nothing less than salvation, that is, life with Christ, is at stake. Like Jesus, Paul will not enter into the question of times and seasons at all. The Christian's exact knowledge of the day of the Lord is that its time is unknowable. The day of the Lord, this is an expression that goes back to Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. That's the reading. In the Old Testament, the day of the Lord is a time when God will come and intervene with judgment and or blessing. In the New Testament, the thought of judgment continues, but it is also the day of redemption, as we see in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Note, it is also called the day of God, or of Christ, or the last day, or the great day, or simply the day. All these references point out that judgment day, or the return of Christ, is the climax of all things. There will be some preliminary signs, and Paul talks about him in his second letter to the Thessalonians, but the coming will be as unexpected as that of a thief in the night. And a reference to that might also be found in Matthew 12:43 and following. So we know that there will be just such a day. But the question is, how can we be ready for that day? Christians are not to be asleep, that is, unaware of what's going on in the world God created. They are to be alert and thus prepare for Christ's return at any time. Being awake also means being like someone. In Semitic languages like Hebrew, to be the son of someone says that the quality of that person should be the same as the quality of their father. Or to put it another way, people who have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ are to be light. That is, they are to live like Christ, who is the light of the world. Those who live without Christ in their lives live in a world of darkness. They don't really see where they are going when their life in this world ends. As people of light, Christians live a self-controlled life, as Paul says in our text. They are watching and looking forward to the return of our Savior and Lord as they conduct their daily lives. The Apostle Paul likes to use the metaphor of armor in his writings. For instance, see Romans 13 or 2 Corinthians 6 or Ephesians 6. He does not consistently attach a particular virtue to each piece of armor. It is the general idea of equipment for battle that is pictured. In other words, we are to be equipped and prepared and thus be ready for Christ's return as a soldier is ready to do battle. To be Christ's is to have entered a relationship that nothing can destroy. Our Heavenly Father has created us with the talents and resources, the equipment we need to live daily in this world. Christ and our Father have also sent us the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to use such God-given equipment while waiting for Christ's return. Paul also uses the phrase build up. The verb building basically applies to building houses, but Paul frequently used it for Christians being edified. So here he is saying that we are to build one another up in the faith, that is, edify one another using God's word and sacraments. All the things Paul has been writing about in our text have to do with our hope. Remember, we have said before that the Christian's hope is not a wish list. Our hope is based on the promises of God, our truthful and faithful God. We can depend on God that what he says, he will do. We can depend on God that when he says, through his prophets and apostles, that he will save us by faith in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, he will do it. We can trust God and wait for him to carry out his gracious and loving promises about our future in eternity with him when he comes on that day. Let us pray. Merciful Heavenly Father, you have sent us your Holy Spirit so that we may continue in our hope in Christ, the hope the Thessalonians had. We pray that you would keep us steadfast in your grace and truth, protect and comfort us in all temptation, defend us against all enemies of your word, and bestow upon us, Christ Church, your saving peace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
With joy and peace.